Phoneboy Speaks, episode 359, Roaming Chromebooks.
If you've ever taken your cell phone and tried to use it in a foreign country, you probably suffered from bill shock, right? I mean, and I've certainly done that in the past. Checkpoint is actually smart and turns it off. But I mean, I have other ways of staying connected. So it's not an impediment. And in fact, there's actually a number of services that solve this problem of paying too much for roaming. And they've existed probably now for, I'd say, almost 10 years now. Companies like MaxRoam and TruePhone and such that they offer these products that essentially they aggregate service from a number of different carriers in a number of different countries. And the prices you pay these companies is somewhere between what your home carrier would charge to roam in a foreign country, which is usually your firstborn per minute, or a local SIM, which might be hard to get in some places, and also cheaper. So it depends on what your travel patterns are. If you go to a lot of countries. These products like MaxRoam and TruePhone are actually pretty good, but really they've been focused primarily on voice and SMS. Maybe not so much data, although I think that's somewhat changed. I mean, the prices for these services have come down, of course, and some of that has been driven by the regulations in some places, and also just they've been able to get more customers on board and better deals as a result, and so the services have come down in price. But What the guys behind MaxRoam is a company called Cubic Telecom, and so they actually now have a service for Chromebooks where for basically a pound a day you can get a SIM card, put it in a Chromebook, and surf the web to your heart's delight, and there's a bunch of restrictions on it, of course, but the idea is that you don't have to worry about where you are in the European Union or wherever, that you have service and it works. And so that's actually a great thing is to honestly, I think, roaming is, one of those areas that they get the consumer, and these companies that are trying to solve that issue are doing a much better job than the larger telcos. Cause of course the larger telcos are making money on the whole thing. That's one of the few areas they do make money. There's enough competition in the home markets and enough regulations and stuff that the prices could still be lower and they'd still probably make money, but there's enough competition that the prices are sort of naturally going downward. But as far as roaming costs go, well, there's really the only people that are really going to do anything about it are the governments that say, no, you can't do that. But I don't think governments are really looking out for the people right now. Although, in the European Union, they're actually doing quite a number to try and reduce roaming rates because for the Europeans, it's a big deal. Because it's much easier to cross a country boundary in Europe. Whereas in the United States, it's the entire country is covered by, four major carriers and some smaller ones. And there's already roaming agreements in place. And so you generally have nationwide service, unless you have some really old plan. Most of the current ones today are all nationwide coverage and stuff. So the roaming issue in the U.S. is a little bit less of a deal. But if you go into foreign countries, yes, those products are great. And as I say, I've used TruePhone and MaxRoam for various reasons, and they're quality products, and definitely you have to kind of do the math and figure out which one works the best for you. But certainly, if you have a Chromebook, looking at the new option that they have for the new service that they have for Chrome is definitely worth checking out if especially if you're in Europe. But in the US, I don't know if that's an option or I didn't look into the terms and conditions of their 99p a minute or 99p a day service. I assume it doesn't cover the US, but anyway, and there's probably some other terms and restrictions and stuff, but it's nice to see these companies creating offerings like this that make the mobile internet much more accessible for a much more reasonable cost. And we can certainly use a few more services out there like that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.